My friend Larry was a pilot, and a while back, he was asked by a client to fly their corporate cabin-class plane from one metropolitan area airport to another. That flight should take about 15 minutes, and he thought, well, I could do that. His only commitment was several hours later to lead prayer meeting at his church that night, so he felt like there was plenty of time to get that job done. He was preparing to land at the airport, and as he looked at all of his controls, he noticed that five different indicators had gone on, all telling him that his front landing gear wasn't down. Well, he called the tower at the airport, and they said, well, why don't you fly by, and we'll take a look at it. And they confirmed, sure enough, he didn't have any front landing gear. So he made a second approach, worked with the switches and controls, and hoped that would work. But no, he had to report to the tower, all the lights are still on. Five indicators saying he didn't have any front landing gear going down. He requested to be able to go back to his home airport. And as he did, he was flipping his switches back and forth. Nothing was happening. When he got back to his tower, his airport, they too visually confirmed that his landing gear still wasn't going down. He tried several aerial maneuvers to shake it loose, and that didn't work. He called for his mechanics to be able to communicate through the tower and read slowly to him from the manual for his plane. He tried everything the manual said. Nothing worked. Now, he had 3 hours of fuel when he started, but he was running low now. So he went up to a level where he could put it on automatic pilot. It was dark. It was starting to snow now. And he thought, should I let my wife know about this? He said, well, there's really no reason to alarm her. He looked for tools while it was on automatic pilot, and he worked with those. Again, nothing worked, including nothing his mechanics read to him from the manual. He had 10 minutes of fuel left. He thought, man, this is going to be $400,000 if I crash land. Oh, yeah, and I don't know about me. He was low on fuel, hoping there would be no fire, so he began to prepare for the crash landing. He secured all the loose items, pulled the fire extinguisher pin in case there was a fire, harnessed himself in, and made the approach for his landing. All the indicator lights still on, his landing gear still not down. And what happened next is what might happen just before you're about to crash. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about our 11th hour Lord. Now, our word for today for the Word of God comes from Exodus chapter 14, verse 9. The Jews are at the Red Sea, and it says the Egyptians, all Pharaoh's horses and chariots, horsemen and troops, pursued the Israelites and overtook them as they encamped by the sea. Okay, we're in a big jam here, right? But it says Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind. You got the Red Sea behind you, the enemy closing in, and then, just at that last moment, the waters parted. Oh yeah, about Larry, my pilot friend. We left him preparing for a crash landing. Nothing had worked, flipping switches, maneuvering, manuals, waiting. And so as he made that approach, he simply said, Lord, I need a miracle. He threw that switch one more time. He'd thrown it hundreds of times. And this time, every light indicating trouble with his landing gear went off. He said, I'm coming in. I've got full gear. They said, fly by in the tower. He did. They turned the high light beams on. They said, hey, your landing gear is down. He said, I know. And he landed safely. The crowd said, what happened? He said, a miracle of God. Oh, and he made it to his prayer meeting too. Larry experienced it. Moses and the Israelites did. And maybe you will right now. Our 11th hour Lord. He often comes through at the very last moment. There's never any doubt that he will. But it's that waiting that makes you wonder. Why? So we'll get to the end of our resources. So he can grow your faith like a muscle by stretching it. So it can demonstrate his power in a way where only God could get the credit. And so he can dramatically show his love to you. Maybe you've got your back to the Red Sea. The enemy's closing in. Every solution has failed. Why don't you surrender completely to your Savior right now and cry out to him, Lord, I need a miracle. And you will be a candidate for that 11th hour Lord.